All right, this is a scary story. I don't know why more people are not talking about this because so many people go to the lakes or have places at the lake. Listen to this. According to Wayne 15, a 5-foot alligator, 5 foot, was captured and removed from a Whitley County lake. The lake is called New Lake. Mm-hmm. It's one of the many lakes up there. Sawyer Burgett said, quote, I was fishing not too far down the way and I saw some pop can eyes, you know, like something you see in a movie. I was just in total shock. You don't see that in Indiana, unquote. Yes, Sawyer, you're absolutely right. You don't see a 5-foot alligator in a lake in Indiana. My first question, and I'm sure everybody else listening, and Carrie, I'm going to direct this to you because you used to volunteer at the zoo.
I still do.
How? Is it some idiot pet owner that...
Ding, 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 ding. That's what they think is that it got too big. Because guess what, guys? Alligators grow.
What?
Yeah, I know. I know. And I'm glad as a zoo volunteer to be able to impart that information to you. But you can keep them in a small enclosure and think that they're going to stay that small, but they grow. And so they get too big to take care of. And what do people do? They just, okay, well, I'll put you in some water where you can feed on some fish.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and so guess what they had to do to that alligator?
Well, they had to put him down.
Thank you.
Yeah. No, that, serious?
Yeah.
Well, what are they going to do? Yeah.
I only think there's only so much room at a black pine or something for,
right.
You know what I mean?
Imagine, I mean, the ramifications of this story. Imagine, you know, a little child swimming in,
right?
You know, or jumping off the boat, or a teenager or something.
Oh, Jim.
What happens if there were two? What happens if this idiot pet owner, whoever it was, put two in there?
Yeah.
And what if there's more in there?
I was not prepared to give you the birds and the bees speech this morning. So I'm glad you said, what if there were if there were two in there and they were a male and a female.
Yeah.
Jim, Carrie, and Angie in the morning. Classic Hits 101.7.